Mrs. Randall, some people have said that I'm going to give the mic to you. You can just speak from there. You can stand if you want.
Huyatona Lakota, I greet all the nation, Lakota Nation, here today to the Black Hills that belongs to all the nation. We come here to talk about things that is needed to be studied and talked about. This is your age group now. These are things that we as elders of today, we're in a age group of elders. We were one time, well, they were talking about children, so I said, you know, as elders sitting here, you might look at us and say, oh, these elders sitting here, you know, they might not think too much of us, but, you know, we were cute at one time, too, I said. And our mothers and fathers thought we were the most beautiful child that was given to them. And like she said, we were picked as, they were picked as parents that would get this special gift, the Wakayeja, Waka. Waka is a holy, the child. Wakayeja. But in long time, it's Waka Wesha, the blood, the red blood of the Waka. And then when we go to this, I am now Wakanka. Ga is old, and I'm Waka, and I'm old now. So that's why we come together to meetings and we talk about things that we need for you to carry on for us as younger generation. Your generation, you hear a lot of numbers, a lot of networks, environmental, a lot of words that you, this is your world now. This is the understanding that you're going to have, but you're going to have your faith in being Lakota and your spirituality, your faith in everything. When Tungashila gave us the power, he said that we had to have our faith and our deliverance in faith and spirituality. But somewhere along the line, I think it's too much enjoyment or something changed us, and we're looking at all the easy traveling, all the pavements and cement that's covering the world that we come from, Unchimaka. I'm standing on Unchimaka right now, and I have that feeling that she's listening to me here today. And the winds are blowing, and the words of my Unchi is coming back with the wind. The spirituality, the spirits are coming back and telling us what all she said, the points of life, the value system of our life as Lakota Oyate is very special to us. We carry that for our grandmother, our mother, our aunties, our sisters. We carry that as a woman. And there was another thing too, the water of life, Maniwi Choni, that was the special gift that was given to us by the Great Spirit. And every woman carries that water of life to develop the human being. And a lot of you men folks out there, you think you're machos, you're big and strong, and you can do anything. But remember, there was a mother and a grandmother standing behind you. And you came from a mother's womb. Tamni etan yahipe. So Tamni is my water. That's the translation of the woman. It's a womb. Tamni. And we develop our children. So even our thoughts, our grandmother said, our thoughts, our ways of doing things during the childbearing, we develop that child. And so we look at long time ago, the elders come and take that woman, show her the beautiful sights, the flowers, the trees. They talk about these things. And there's another thing, when I was saying, a lot of things are happening now. We have all these cities built up, casinos and roads, and now we're all getting to the point where we're having allergy. We can't breathe the right air. It's all, and the water is the same way. We have all kinds of acids, trash in the water, mining, whatever. Think about it, what they're doing with the water of life. And now they're going to issue water. Right now, the man just said, rural water. I'm sitting on the rural water committee for 16 years now, and we talked about the water all the time. We pray. We don't just talk about, we pray that our people would get good, clean water to help them. And, of course, we have to have domestic water for the animals because we have that. They give us their share of life, too. So we have to think about these things. So we do a lot of praying with the committees that sit on the board. But it isn't, you might think it's not much in a spiritual way, but it helps because the Lakota people were given the rights. They were given the rights to give thanks to the Creator for all His creation. That was given to us as Lakota Oyate. There had to be somebody to give thanks for the power of the world. Whatever is on this world, we had to give thanks. A lot of people just go by because there's, or they sit under the shade and enjoy, but they don't think of giving the thanks. But we were picked. So no matter where we fall, how we cry because we're hurt, we still get up and say, Tonkashila, have mercy on the people, for they don't know what they're doing. Those were his last words. Forgive, they don't know what they're doing. And that's what's happening to us. But we as Lakota, we get up and we give thanks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my people. And thank you for everything that you gave us. So these are the things that the elders are carrying. And with that, I think some of you young people should understand these things and carry on. And I think, Tumkashila, I give you thanks. You heard me. He's rumbling, or either that or my Tumkashila's hungry. You know, these are things in nature-wise. We go out and we pray. We stand there and pray, and we cannot see the Tumkashila. He cannot appear to us. If we do, we'll change. But he'll show us a way. He's going to hear, he's going to say, I heard you. He's going to give us a sound. He's going to give us one of his creatures to pass in our vision and say, thank you, Tonkashila, you heard me. You showed me your creation, part of your creation. So these are the things that we need to walk with as Oyate, not as that group or this group or that group. That's another thing we divide. We don't need to. We need to get together and talk about these things and look around, look at your children and the people that are walking behind you and beside you. We need to all gather together and think about these things that is going to happen. It's going to come. No matter how we try, my grandma said this, nation was given back to us. We had the whole continent of the United States, all us people here together, Lakota Oyate. We were given this whole continent. But when the people came, they were studied for 1 year. And they watched them, and the Lakota we are to sit. Oh, we know that they have the same hands, the same feet, my face, head. He said they're tilling the soil for their survival. So we'll give them piece of our land. They'll till the soil for their survival, for their people. And what did they do? They just didn't till the soil. They went beyond it, which is hurting us. Because of greed, they went beyond. And the water usage too. So these are the things that we have to learn to give thanks and pray daily. And I was taught by my grandmother something very special. I still do it today, and all of you can do it. And you'll change your life. We used to drink out of the creek. That's how I was growing up. And I'm now 84 years old, and I'm standing here, I'm talking. Well, like my friend said, she almost went to a journey somewhere, but she came back. Well, I did the same thing. I had double pneumonia, and I thought, sure, well, this is my end coming. Maybe I did what I was supposed to do, because my name is Oyate Akitapiwi, Nation Woman. And everywhere I go, I talk for my nation. I don't talk for myself, but I talk for the people. And I was ready to give up, but I wanted to stand on my feet. I didn't want to lay down in a hospital bed or nothing. So I was supported by my daughter, and she helped me, and I'm walking again, and I'm talking again. Well, my children said, uh-oh, Mama's going to a meeting. That means she's well. She's going to voice for her people again. And we're going to have to make appointments to see her and talk to her. My own children, you know, they don't see me that often. So these are the things that, you know, we as elders hang on to. The inheritance of our people that were here before. And there's one thing I really don't like. When these great people make money off our land and our water, and they build those skyscrapers or whatever. Who gave them the foundation? As Lakotas, we shared our land, and we gave them the foundation. If we didn't give them foundation, they wouldn't do these things, or they wouldn't be in richness. But then they turn around and they look at us and say, "Oh, the poor Indian." You know, we're not poor. We're the richest people because we have a foundation that we're sharing with them, and they're making their richness. Why do they say we're poor? So don't ever let a millionaire say you're poor, because you have more, your foundation, your water, but illegally they're doing something to stop them. But they ought to be happy to be with us and to share with us what we shared their foundation. We shared the biggest part of their life. And some of these things, I heard one man say, this woman, it was hard for her to say, this land, this should be given back to the Lakota. You know, there's a lot of people that are saying that today. I'm sorry we took, our ancestors took this illegally, which is rightfully yours. Same with the Black Hills. We didn't get the money that they offered, because what are we going to do with money? We want that foundation to be here for all of us to come back to. Here we are. We're just sitting on a smaller part, but we're still here in the area of the Black Hills, Xesapa. And these are the things that we inherited from our ancestors. We're carrying it this far. Now it's your turn to carry on. But this Maniwi Chone, the gift, the special gift to the woman, you know, the power of the man give us that power to develop the human race. And we have our children, Wakayajas. But Washitus are doing something else. I was just asking my friend, how do you say that word, what they're doing? She said, cloning. But I think as with through prayers, because Trungpa gave us that power, she talked about it. My friend talked about it. He gave us that power. So we're carrying it as women with the power of the men. So I think we're going to continue that. This cloning deal, they're going to all look alike. Maybe they'll develop something with three eyes or 4 ears or something. But it wouldn't be the development that us women would develop, the human. So these are things that they're doing. But if we ask Trungpa, please be merciful to the gift that you gave me. And because they don't know what they're doing, forgive them too. And that's the power we have of giving the power to give thanks for all the things we have. So these are the things, and one man is talking about numbers. They're putting numbers on us already. Somebody asked me, what's your number? 504-623-949? You know, that's my social security number. So we're all numbers. But I think we can outnumber that by being Lakota. We should have some Lakota social security numbers, and we'll outnumber that. So these are things you children are going to have to look at the numbers today, because you're going to go through that life. Me, I had my Unchi, Ina, Ate, Trungpa. They raised me and they taught me things. And I always say I have the highest degree that Trungpa created in us, gave us our rights to be who we are. And we have the highest degree of human being in this world. So we're billionaires over and over. Because if you go to Rapid City, look at all the buildings on the side hills and everywhere. We put that there. We put them there. So we're billionaires. We're not poor. So think of yourself as who you are, but have faith in yourself and always thank Trungpa that I better quit now before I stamp my feet. So thank you for listening. I hope you at least take one word and understand the Lakota value of life. Pilamayap. Mitakuyasi.